really should be back home after this. I really don't see them coming back. I don't want them to come back here. I spoke to her a few weeks ago about me. And that's when I found out she was unwell. She's in bad state. So I've spoken to her and I said, I'll share the bill. In the name of Jesus, we have. I said, you know, if you find yourself in a situation which you are now. I was calling her Jesus. She was really on the phone. She sounded really a lot of pain. And she was going into hospital the next day. So and I said, don't forget, you know, our conversation. And you know what we talked about, that you know, the bottle of the corner. So I haven't spoken to her for about a week. So I called her yesterday after work, and then I called my mom's house, and then she answered the phone. And I haven't heard my mom this lively and energy for a long time. And I could feel her smile on the other side. And I said, how are you? And this and that. And she said, yeah, I'm great. And she said, yeah, I'm well. I said, you sound wonderful. She said, yeah. And she said, I'm just going to press forward and just move on. Now, only the Lord knows her heart. But I'm just going to continue to pray and continue to press in and continue to talk to her about the Lord. And I don't know, I pray in my heart that she's actually took my words serious and took to heart, and she asked me in the name of the Lord. She called on the name of the Lord. You know, that week. But she sounded wonderful on the phone.
Save my loved ones,
but she sounded just absolutely wonderful. I was like, this is you know, this is amazing. I mean, she's here, she's just, the energy has gone over there, she seems to just have so much energy, like, the weather, the woman, she's just, you know, anyone. Because there is a thing about, you know, someone needs to be there to look after her and this and that, night time. And that's the, at the moment, the stumbling block in the corner. My auntie's been sort of swapping, so they've been going to stay there a few weeks. Some of them staying there 6 weeks. Some of them staying there 4 weeks and come back, someone else goes. Yeah, like that. But my stepdad, he's thinking about moving. I'm either going to do that, so I'm going to move it, or I'm going to hire a carer. Because the daytime is just fine, because there's so many family around. At night time, you just need to go home, whether the family would be there, it's difficult. So you might either do that, hire a carer, or he's going to move. He's in a good position in the sense that I think he should move, because he retires this year. He retired really early in Cyprus. So he retires this year. So they've got no money for them on that sense, because they've got a good retirement package. So I don't know what the Lord will show. I don't know, but she's definitely worth spending. Yeah, I just wanted to do some more things. Okay, sure.